Well, highlighting just how important it is for all Australian children to have access to sporting facilities, a national report today shows that if you live in poorer regional areas, you're likely to be less healthy. A rural GP says there's an urgent need for more sports facilities to be built outside of the cities. And health experts are also calling on the government to put controls on junk food advertising to children. Felicity Ogilvie has our story.
A good postcode in Australia just isn't about the price of real estate. It can be a telling indicator about your health. If you live out of a capital city, or if you're poor, you're more likely to be obese, have a mental illness, smoke, and die earlier. Professor John Glover from Torrens University put together the snapshot.
There's big gaps in things like obesity, so that in the most disadvantaged areas in Australia, compared with the most well-off, obesity rates are 56% higher. Rates of premature death, death before age 75, they are double the rates in the most well-off areas.
He found that the Gawdon area on Sydney's prosperous North Shore has the lowest obesity rate in the country at 13.6%. The regional city of Tamworth is the worst, where 61.2% of adults are obese. Professor John Glover says access to places to exercise makes a difference.
Having leisure, sporting, places to walk, green space, they're all very important things. Unfortunately, in many of our more disadvantaged communities, these things aren't either there or it's a matter of being able to afford them.
In Tasmania's Huon Valley, an area with high levels of socioeconomic disadvantage, Dr. Bastian Zeidel works as a GP. He's also the past president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
We are very concerned about the very poor health outcomes we see in regional and rural Australia. We need to encourage people to be more active. We need to encourage people to, you know, eat healthy foods. But often, you know, healthy foods are not available. And often sporting facilities are not up to standards. And often it's quite difficult to reach sporting facilities. You know, you have to drive for miles, you know, to go to an oval. And, you know, if that's the problem for people to get there, they can't just be physically active the way we want them to be.
We're currently watching the federal government's sports grants scandal unfold. How important is it for people in these disadvantaged areas to have access to sporting facilities?
It's hugely important, and that's why, you know, if we are targeting any particular areas, we should be targeting rural areas. We've got to make sure those facilities are top-notch.
Health experts say direct government intervention is needed, not only treatment, but also prevention. One area they want to look at is junk food, which is cheap and often targets people in poorer areas. In Victoria, Jane Martin from the Obesity Policy Coalition is calling for strict limits to be placed on junk food advertising that targets children.
In particular, we'd like to see controls on TV at times when children are watching television, which is up to 9:30 in the evening, which is a bit of a surprise, but that's peak viewing time for kids.
That's Jane Martin from the Obesity Policy Coalition, ending that report from Felicity Ogilvie. And we have contacted the Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt's office for a response.